A gas explosion ripped through a Paris neighborhood.
Time stood still at 9 a.m. on the day of the blast.
The cause of the tragedy remains unclear.
It'll take a very, very long time to find out who's responsible.
The years pass, but the trauma remains.
We still have flashbacks to that day.
The Rue de Trévise, a typical and charming Parisian street once again. Just a stone's throw from the city's Grand Boulevard, it's home to shops, cafes, and Haussmann-style architecture. One of these buildings was the site of an explosion that rocked the neighborhood on January 12, 2019. After 6 years of reconstruction, residents are finally returning to their homes.
For a long time, I said to myself, oh, I'm not going back to my apartment, because I didn't want to relive what I went through. I left the apartment with my husband, but he didn't recover from the explosion and he died 2 months later.
Just behind Odile, some of her former neighbors are moving back into the building. Bringing up their personal belongings and furniture, Claire, Nicolas, and their two children are returning to their flat on the third floor after they were forced to leave 6 years ago.
The fact we're moving back in makes me think about the victims again. Actually, I think about it quite often.
I think we're happy to be back. We're trying to turn the page, to put that all behind us now. We're trying to stay positive and focus on our new home.
It looks good.
Two floors up, Vanessa is preparing to move back into her former home. Since 2019, she and her family have moved seven times. She's not finding the return to the Rue de Trévise to be an easy process.
It's hard to recognize our apartment. It's hard for us to take the plunge and get through that first night. We're afraid. We want it to go well, and we're afraid it won't go well, or that it'll be traumatic, or we'll get flashbacks of what happened.
At 8:30 a.m. on January 12, 2019, a strong smell of gas started coming from the building's basement. The firefighters were called out, and they tried to tackle the leak. Then suddenly, a huge explosion ripped through the street.
It was a terrible noise. The French windows fell on my husband's legs in bed, and he was completely stunned.
We were woken up by an explosion, the noise of the windows falling into the bedroom. As we got up, we saw that there were shards of glass all over the room. The children were screaming that they were trapped in the bedroom.
We obviously wanted to escape, to get out of there. But there was so much smoke in the stairwell. We're on the fifth floor, so we thought we wouldn't make it to the ground floor without being poisoned by the smoke. So we waited on the balcony for an hour and a half for someone to come and rescue us.
1 resident on the second floor was killed in that explosion, as well as a tourist staying in the hotel opposite. 2 firefighters also died that day, while their colleagues carried on trying to save those trapped by the blast.
A fireman appeared from the balcony. He climbed up the side of the building and came to save us. I remember his first words. He told us about his 2 colleagues who had died. He seemed to be very troubled by it, traumatized by what was happening. So that made things all the more horrifying. But he also told us straight away that it was a gas explosion, and that helped us understand what was happening.
Ça nous a permis de comprendre.
I have a lot of admiration and gratitude for the men who died that day. We forget that in France we have an emergency service that we can call and they come to save us when our building is on fire. They can lose their lives doing it, but if you call them the next day, they come back to save you again, because that's what they do.
In 2019, Linda Zahora was a supervisor at the hotels opposite the building. When she arrived in the morning, just after the explosion, she didn't recognize the place.
On the 12th of January, I arrived here. The cars were overturned. It was like a bomb site. There was smoke. There was fire everywhere. The hotel staff were on the ground. Just the day before, the tourists who'd been all smiles, happy to be in Paris, and then they were barefoot, lost, with head injuries, leg injuries, wearing just their underwear. The ceiling had fallen in. The shutters were hanging off the building, the signs on the floor. There was nothing left of the hotels.
Among the hundreds who were wounded, some of Linda's colleagues suffered acute and lasting injuries.
I had my arm broken, my forearm, my wrist. They had to remove my intestine. I had a hole in my stomach. I'm still in pain, and I can't work anymore. I'm on disability benefits.
Monsieur, monsieur, vous saignez, monsieur. Là, vous êtes ouvert, là.
I broke my shoulder, I've lost an eye, my tendons were cut. I'll have to live with that for the rest of my life. There's nothing they can do.
6 years later, the neighborhood has been rebuilt, but it's still unclear who's responsible for the accident. According to expert reports, a water leak in the building wore down a part of the ground nearby, causing the pavement to collapse and a gas pipe to rupture, which then led to the explosion. In search of answers, the residents formed an association and called in lawyers to help them.
The idea was to come together, to express solidarity with each other, to be able to share our struggles. When we write something, we do so in the name of the association. You can't do it in the name of an individual. It doesn't carry the same weight. The association has 300 members.
It makes for a powerful argument against the insurance companies who are responsible for compensating the victims. Many of them have found the administrative side of things lacking in empathy.
You have to rebuild your life. You have to find a place to live, and on top of that, they ask you to prove that your door was locked. They say, do you have the bill for this or that? It's so hard, and it's just as exhausting as going back to the day itself. You feel crushed by it all.
When it comes to the insurance companies, we're in a war of attrition because we're talking about an extremely large claim. It's been estimated at between 200 and 300 million euros. So that's an enormous bill to be paid by anyone they deem responsible. It's quite substantial.
Some say the building's management company is responsible because they failed to repair the water leak despite being aware of it since 2015. Fingers have also been pointed at Paris's City Hall for neglecting the subsidence in the pavement.
We have two cases, a civil procedure and a criminal procedure. Both are going in different directions, with potentially different players, different people who are responsible. And we realized that it's going to take a very, very, very long time to find someone to blame. So we had to find a way, as has happened in many collective accidents, where a framework agreement is signed to organize and regulate everything, how it's going to happen, in what form, on what basis.
In January 2022, this agreement was signed between the insurance companies and those involved in the investigation, notably the building's management company, the gas company, and the city of Paris. It included a budget of over 20 million euros.
This framework agreement has been designed to speed things up as much as possible in terms of taking care of the victims. Already 8 million euros has been paid out in compensation for them. As it stands, we don't know how this will play out in court, but if the 21 million euros in compensation is deemed insufficient, then the city of Paris's budget will make up the shortfall.
Yet that aid is long overdue, particularly for those who were in the hotel on January 12, 2019.
The company didn't declare any victims directly. They just declared the equipment. They didn't declare neither Amroche, Angela, nor Amor as victims. So since we're not recognized by the employer's insurance company, that means we have no insurance.
Contacted by France 24, the company's lawyer stated that Ibis Paris Lafayette and Mercure Paris Opera Lafayette reiterate that they bear no responsibility for the explosion nor its consequences. They remain attentive to the victims' requests according to the means provided by the Labour Code and with the support of the Accor Group. The ordeal's far from over for the victims of the explosion, who are pulling together and helping each other to overcome the trauma.
We're together today, and we've always been together. There's a solidarity, there's a closeness, and that's what keeps us going.